Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I pulled it apart, sick of the seams. Hot day in August, you're all that I need. The back of my head, the back of my hands. I threw it away before it went bad.
From newsounds.org, it's time for Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and this episode of Soundcheck comes to you from the Green Space, which is WNYC's ground floor performance studio right here in Lower Manhattan, where I was joined by two of the members of the British indie rock band Porridge Radio. The group was formed in Brighton, England, to play the songs of singer and guitarist Dana Margolin, and in its full configuration includes Georgie Stott on keyboard, Matty Ryle on bass, and Sam Yardley on drums. Sam joined Dana Margolin on stage at the Green Space, but didn't play drums. Instead, they played our piano. Sam is also a co-producer with Dana of the brand new album called Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky, out on May 20th. And we had an eager and enthusiastic audience joining us in the Green Space as Dana and Sam gave us some acoustic versions of songs from the new record. The first of them is this one called Back to the Radio. Here's Dana Margolin and Sam Yardley from Porridge Radio, live at the Green Space.
Think loud in the car, I miss everything now. It was
That's Dana Margolin, Sam Yardley from Porridge Radio. The song is called Back to the Radio. And on the record, it's this kind of dark, angsty emotion driven by a kind of cathartic big band sound. So it was really interesting to hear what you and Sam did here for us tonight. It's almost a different song, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we're quite interested in, the way that songs can take different forms and how you can arrange them differently and produce them differently, and how you can think of a studio space as a space where you can turn a song into something completely different.
Now, did Back to the Radio begin with
this
and an acoustic? Okay.
Yeah.
So you've sort of reverse engineered it for this performance. Mm-hmm. But now, Sam, I mentioned in introducing you that you're the band's drummer, but you do a lot of keyboard work on the record, and you and Dana were co-producers of the new album.
With Tom Carmichael.
So there really was a lot of work to get that cathartic building band sound on the original version of the track.
Well, often with the songs, it would be Dana will have lyrics that will be then set to like guitar part or a keyboard part. And sometimes we will go for it together as a band, which I think we did with this one, and sometimes I'll get to hear it first and maybe play around with it. But I always am kind of able to hear like the bigger picture, the finished product, like how things will build up. I like thinking about kind of textures and structure and stuff, I'd say.
It's a great start to the set. Dana, let me ask you about the album title, because Water Slide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky is both evocative and kind of enigmatic. You know, it's something that almost invites us as listeners to figure out what it means. So maybe this is an unfair question, but I'm going to ask you to tell us what it means.
Yes.
Maybe you should say what you think it means first.
What does it mean to you?
The ladder to the sky part, I don't know why, I automatically think of the Jacob's ladder from the Bible.
Yeah, I guess
it's a classic ladder.
Quite religious about it.
Yeah, I mean, and a kind of almost ecstatic imagery, that kind of ladder to the sky.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me it's kind of fear, joy, and endlessness are the things that I always, I mean, joy, fear, and endlessness, if you're putting it in the order of the words. Yeah, I think there's something a little bit religious about a ladder to the sky.
And so did you have that title first?
No. The title came at the very end, just before I wrote the title track.
Okay. But you also did the album cover.
Yes.
I'm sorry, covers, because there are several of them, right?
Yeah. Once I knew what the album was going to be called, I started painting loads of compositions that had those three symbols in them, and I didn't really go in thinking, oh, I'm going to make the album cover now. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I promised myself I'd do 10 paintings by the end of the summer, and I didn't finish 10 paintings. I think I did about 8 or 9, though.
Wow.
That's enough.
Is it enough? I promised 10. They weren't supposed to be the album cover, but when it came to choosing an album cover, Nick, who works at the label and who designed it, came into the studio and he kind of wanted to play around with what I already had, and I was like, no, I'm not finished. I haven't finished yet. And everyone's like, you're finished, buddy. We don't have any time.
And so how many covers are there?
There are 3.
All right. All with different variations on this theme, I guess.
Yeah.
So the water slide is joy?
Yeah, or play.
Okay. And then the diving board?
Fear.
Fear. Okay. Ladder to the sky, endlessness, I can see that.
Meaninglessness.
What's so scary about a diving board? I mean, presumably no one gets onto one if they're afraid of it.
Well, I am afraid of it.
Okay. I'm with you. I have a terrible fear of heights, and I would never get out on a diving board. And if I found myself out on one, yeah.
I actually didn't realize I had a fear of heights until we filmed the music video for The Rip, which came out about a month ago, and I had to jump off this thing to get this shot of me falling. And then after then, every time I am at a height, my stomach drops.
So this is a new thing? Are you developed?
I think it's new. I think I've developed it. I think it's okay, though.
Okay. All right. So, Sam, the next song that the two of you are going to do is Trying. On the record, there are some percussion sounds that I wasn't quite able to identify. What's going on there?
So the studio is in this little cul-de-sac area, like kind of out of the way, and there's lots of little kind of garages and stuff there, and someone was fixing their car in the yard outside the studio. And so we asked to borrow a part of their engine, and whilst they weren't using it.
One was just whacking the floor, I think.
Yeah, so we got a pipe from a car, we got an old rusty bucket that I think was used in an ashtray, and some coffee pots.
Tins of food as well.
Yeah, like tin cans. Mm. And I kind of just sat on the floor and tried to arrange them into a setup that made sense to hit. It was a lot of fun. And we've actually done it a lot since with recording sort of demos and little bits, because it's really fun.
Yeah.
Different.
There's a long tradition of actually using auto parts. I mean, brake drums have been used in classical pieces for a century now, since they were invented.
Because drum kit's a weird instrument. It's only been around like 100 years and the kind of setup it exists, and it's only, what, 4 or 5 different sounds. So sometimes it's fun to try and do other sounds, which isn't just a snare drum.
Although I have to say, many years ago, I did one of these live things with the great Max Roach.
Oh.
And he could get a lot more than 5 sounds.
Oh, yeah, no, you can.
He could get 5 sounds just out of the hi-hat.
Yeah.
One of which would make you think, where's the synthesizer? I mean, just extraordinary. I am eager to hear how the junk percussion translates to our gleaming Steinway piano.
I'm not going to be hitting it with any.
Let's hear a couple more songs from the forthcoming record. We'll hear Trying and then Birthday Party from the new record by Parridge Radio. Once again, Dana Margolin and Sam Yardley.
Looking for answers inside of a book. What if I took what I shouldn't have took? And if I was stronger, would I let go of it? And if I was older, would I know what to do with it? And what if I never get it right? What if I don't come back to life? My body is made of wood and stone. It can rot and it can burn. But what if I shouldn't have took? And what if I got what I shouldn't have got? And if I was stronger, would I let go of it? And if I was older, would I know what to do with it?
This song's called Birthday Party. A fear of death, a fear of dying, I won't the dog pick up a stick. Panic sweats, you wake up crying, always feeling kind of sick. I want one feeling all the time. I don't want to feel a thing, and if I die, then you can keep it. I won't tell you what it means. I don't wanna be loved, 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 I don't wanna be loved. I'm always playing solitaire. Always kiss you on the lips, and if I die, then you can keep it. I don't want to feel a thing. Always on my best behavior. Sometimes I can't hold it in. Always wait until it's over. I don't want to feel a thing. I don't wanna be loved. 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 I don't cry across the room. I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want to be alone. A fear of death, a fear of dying. Why won't the dog pick up the stick? Panic sweats, you wake up crying, always feeling kind of sick. I want one feeling all the time. I don't want to feel a thing. And if I die, then you can keep it. I won't tell you what it means. I don't want to be loved. I don't want to be loved. I don't wanna 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 be loved, 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 I don't wanna be
more songs from Dana and Sam from Parridge Radio, live here at the Green Space. So that's that last one is called Birthday Party. And Dana, there are a number of songs on the record. You mentioned The Rip earlier, is another one where a line just repeats over and over, and it becomes like an incantation, like you're trying to summon something.
The devil.
Whatever it is. I mean, the joy, the fear, the endless, whatever the, you know, whatever that is, it seems to be more about, less about the words at that point. Because when you repeat a phrase that often, this, it has almost no semantic meaning, and it just becomes this sort of chant.
I mean, yeah.
does it feel that, is that why you write it that way?
Kind of. I think part of it is a stream of consciousness. And part of it is I really need to say something out loud or write it down to know if it's what I think or feel. and I need to hear it to know if I agree with it. And sometimes as I say it, I understand if it's true or not, and it takes on new meanings for me. And I think it's a really important part of my own process of understanding what's happening inside me and my own intense emotional experiences and whether or not they are true.
Yeah. Do you feel that intensity? I mean, you're going to have to perform these songs night after night. Can you get to a place where you can do that without, you know, feeling like you're ripping your heart out night after? Do you want to get to that place, I guess, is a more interesting question.
It's quite a complicated question.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's an element which is performance, but there are some songs that are harder than others, and I think sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not, and maybe it depends on how many hours sleep I've had the night before.
Well, now, during the pandemic, you know, a lot of bands found themselves with time on their hands. So I'm assuming that this record, most of it was made during that period of time.
A lot of the songs were actually written before the pandemic.
Really?
There were a few that were written during, but on the whole, it was majority pre.
Yeah. And what was the process? I mean, it must have been a different process of producing the record, Sam?
I was thinking earlier, yeah, we kind of had, in the same way, had time to do more paintings, and we kind of had more time to sit with what we had been making and sort of actively set time to like, right, how are we going to arrange this? Let's sort of play it, get used to the songs and demoing them. It was nice to have the time to be able to do all that and to feel comfortable with it and still, I think, get through the process quicker than we did with the last one, but still yes. At the same time, be able to spend sort of more time with it, on more purposeful time as well.
Well, and for a band that, you know, on the first two records was largely guitar driven, you know, had that kind of post-punk energy to it, there's violin, there's trumpet, there's flugelhorn. So, and there are a couple of tracks that actually you still hear the acoustic roots in them. So it seems like the sonic palette was widened a bit.
Yeah, I think there were a few elements to that. One was that I tried to write songs on keyboard instead of on guitar, and I was trying to think about songwriting slightly differently to the way I have in the past and give myself a bit of space to maybe learn how to do something a bit differently. I think there was also an element of wanting to be patient and gentle and soft. I think it's very instinctive to me to be loud and abrasive, to be heard, but I really wanted to lean into the side of myself that can be quiet and see if people still listened. And then the other side of that is we actually had the time and space to think about what arrangement we wanted and what could go into those tracks and how they could sound and how we could develop them. Mm. And so they were kind of those two things led to where we are now.
Well, again, very interesting to hear what you and Sam are doing for us today, because, you know, without all of the other instruments, I mean, you really just hear the skeleton, the bare bones of the song. And there's a line on one of the tracks of the record, You Can Be Happy Too, where you sing, I dreamed you sang my song, you sing it wrong. That idea that you write a song and you put it out there, and once you've done that, it's kind of out of your hands, right?
Yeah, I think part of, you know, making these songs has been realizing that I have absolutely no control over how I am perceived and how people hear them, and trying to let go of that.
Well, the title track is one of the two that you're going to do in this next set, but the song before that is Jealousy, which is another of the more intense, you know, emotional tracks on the record. Has a very neat kind of twist to it, where early in the song, the lyrics are something like, it's easy to get to know me, and then at the end, it's, you're easy, get out of here, essentially.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Yes, I'm getting your song wrong, as the lyric says. It seems to me that humor in music is a difficult thing, or like a dry wit in humor can easily be missed. Do people miss that streak in your songs?
I think people miss that when I'm talking most of the time.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, just to say that, you know, if we're talking about joy, fear, and what was the third one?
Endlessness
on this record, that, you know, there are these sort of streaks of light that are shot through the intensity and the complexity.
Everything is very funny, even if it's incredibly painful. And I think that painful and funny things can go hand in hand. And maybe that's just part of the absurdity of being alive, and it's okay. And I think maybe that's something that I'm trying to figure out through writing these songs.
All right, let's hear another couple of performances. The album is called Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. It's out on May 20th. Here are two more tracks from Dana Margolin and Sam Yardley.
Jealousy makes me bad, but nothing makes me quite as sad as you. I'm easy to get to know. I'm easy, and jealousy makes me bad, but nothing makes me quite as sad as you. It's not easy, is it, for you? I'm easy to get now. I'm easy, but I don't wanna feel like that. It makes me evil, it makes me
to go. You're easy.
called Water Slide Diving Board Ladder to the Sky.
That is the title track of the new Porridge Radio record out on May 20th. Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. Dana Margolin, Sam Yardley. Have you and Sam done this sort of thing before? Just the two of you on two acoustic instruments?
We have not done this before.
I just want to say I'm super impressed that you know that in one afternoon the two of you have been able to pull these songs together in what sound like really thoughtful working arrangements.
I guess the way we work really closely, and we often will, like, it's kind of just like bringing it back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I think what usually happens is this is maybe how a song starts, and then over time it grows into something else. And it was a bit of a shock because we had to kind of come back and think, how does it sound with just the two of us?
Yeah, what's the like basic components of it? It's like we've sat with these songs for a long time at this point, and so like we know how they go.
And ultimately, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but this is
true enough.
This is it's kind of going like, what was the point in doing this in the first place? It's like the writing the songs and being able to play them together in a sort of way that's refreshing. And so, yeah, we know how they go. For me, it's just, I know how they go, but I don't know how to make my hands understand that.
Oh, I don't doubt that you know how the songs go.
But it's not just about them, about how they go. It's being like being really familiar with them, yeah. And sort of the texture and the thrust of them, you know.
They can just become anything, which is quite nice to remember.
When it comes to revisiting your older songs, have those changed over time?
Yes, they have.
And of course, the reason I'm asking this is that you're going to wrap up with an older song from the 2020 release, Every Bad.
Yeah.
So the story, you know, that's been put out there is Porridge Radio releases this record. They're just on the cusp of greatness and the pandemic happens. And, you know, it's a terrible thing and they're stuck, unable to tour. It actually seems like it wasn't so terrible for the four members of the band.
It's fun to have that mythos.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I say it all the time, I needed to go to bed, and I did.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
We were busy last year.
I mean, we made an album.
Yes, and you did some paintings.
I did a lot of paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a restful 2020, which I guess we needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, you've announced a North American tour.
Yeah, in September we will be back as a full band and we will be touring all over the place.
But for the moment, one more duo version now. So this is going to be sweet.
This is going to be sweet.
I kind of set you up for that, didn't I?
I thought you did it on purpose.
Well, let's hear it. Once again, Sam Yardley at our piano, Dana Margolin singing and playing guitar.
Do you know how this goes?
Yeah.
My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. Sometimes I am just a child writing letters to myself, wishing out loud you were dead and then taking it back. Be ashamed until I learned I love the game, and I slowly move away from everything I knew about me. And my mom gave me this pen, she said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it that you need me. You will like me when you meet me. You might even fall in love. I am charming, I am sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet. Because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You might even fall in love. And my mom gave me this pen. She said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it that you need me, and you are such a nervous wreck, you can see it in the way. life I learned I loved the game, and I slowly move away from everything I knew about me. I'm charming, I'm sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet. I am charming, I'm sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet. Love me when she meets me. I am charming. I am sweet.
Well, we said it was going to be sweet, and that it was. A track from Parridge Radio's 2020 album, Every Bad, the track called Sweet, played live by half of the band, Dana Margolin and Sam Yardley, live in the Green Space. My thanks to the Green Space crew, Christina Newman-Scott, Jennifer Sendro, Gaines Laguerre, Ricardo Fernandez, Chase Culpon, and our technical director, Irene Trudell, and producer Karen Havlick. Watch the videos of these performances on the New Sounds YouTube channel. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this episode of Soundcheck from newsounds.org.
Let's take a little hope, baby.